So when you're the host based in L.A., I'm looking at you, David Green, you're the one who gets assigned to go to the famous Capitol Studios and interview the piano player with a new album out.
Yeah, and it's just not any piano player. That is Jeff Goldblum, Hollywood actor by day. Maybe you know him from Jurassic Park and Independence Day, but jazz pianist by night. We met in a studio that has had some pretty iconic musicians pass through.
This is a lovely piano to play on. I mean, I'm no connoisseur, but I do have my likes, and to do that and to hear, listen, those little bells up there is very, this is a Steinway. And I'll bet everybody's played on this. You know, these guys in the booth would tell us whose fingers were.
That's Nat's piano.
Who?
Nat King.
Nat King Cole played this piano.
There's a finger that says, "It's mine, Nat."
Can you imagine Nat King Cole, "It's mine"? Maybe before I leave, I should sign it. No, it's mine.
Now it's mine.
Now,
what Jeff Goldblum does own is Wednesday nights in L.A. When he's not busy on a movie set, he'll hold these casual performances at a club, entertaining, playing, just being, well, Jeff Goldblum. He's accompanied by what he calls the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, and their new album is the Capitol Studio Sessions. They recorded it here.
This is the scene of the crime. This is Studio B, and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Frank Sinatra, I think they were right here where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the stage, so-called, was over there, and there was a little food buffet over there, and we recorded here.
You recreated a club, like right...
Yeah, it was perfect. You heard the album?
I did.
No kidding, did you like it?
I loved it.
Sarah.
Well, let's get jazzy.
Okay, so list of people I didn't realize could do jazz. One, Jeff Goldblum. Two, comedian Sarah Silverman.
I think the Sarah Silverman duet might be the most fun.
How about that?
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow, Sarah.
Jeff, you'll never get rid of me.
We were making lists, and I said, how about Sarah Silverman? I think she's, you know, we could have fun together, and it's fun, but she's a wonderful, she's very musical.
Oh, it's such a this song is such a conversation with you, which is so critical in, like, a great jazz duet.
Oh, thanks. It was snappy, wasn't it?
For my shadow and me.
Now, maybe you're wondering who Mildred Snitzer is. I certainly was. Well, it turns out Goldblum named the group after a family friend back in Pittsburgh, where he grew up. That is when jazz started to really turn him on when he was a teenager.
And some of these chords, you know, started to do something to me that I hadn't, you know, experienced before. And that was just delicious to me. When I discovered that blues scale, you know, my God, can you imagine? So I learned a little bit about that, got to start to play things. And then took it, listen to this, what a strange boy I was. When I was 15, got the Yellow Pages, looked up cocktail lounges.
At 15?
Yes, sir. And then from A, it went for starting with A and going down to Z, I cold called. I thought I was some kind of scammy salesman or something like that. And said, hi, this is, I understand you need a piano player. Most of them would say, no, you've been misinformed. I don't know, where'd you get this? Who's this? Hang up on me. Some would say, well, geez, I don't know where you heard that. We have a piano. Nobody's been playing it. You play? And so I did, and I got a couple of jobs. It was magical.
Are you this inspired and enthusiastic about being on a movie set?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm, you know, there's a cross-training aspect of this so that my music, you know, I'm just doing it for fun, without nerves, really, mostly, just kind of excitement. It has bled over into my acting experience.
Oh, interesting. In what way?
Well, you know, I have nothing to prove. I feel like it you know, lives in me in the same way.
Were you not always that way?
No. I didn't feel like a fraud exactly, but I felt like I had to shock myself into functionality, you know. And I felt I had to rearrange my molecules and achieve some kind of condition of freedom or aliveness in order to be worthy of participation in these in some show or another.
Like the opposite of being comfortable in your skin. You weren't...
Something like that. The seeds of me knowing myself were there, but it was unformed. And I had a right to be scared.
Well, speaking of your comfort,
and uncomfortable and insecure.
Your comfort zone today, I wonder if you could take us to the Wednesday night sessions. I mean, I've read that you give so much to people. Like, they come and you talk to them and they have a chance to get photographs with you. Like, what are you getting out of it?
I love it. It has become a kind of an improvised show of some kind where I commune with people and meet them, and interesting people show up. It's a kind of a living room experience that we turn it into, like non-perform. Nobody's turning on the lights or introducing me. I kind of start talking and taking pictures with them and then finding out who they are and playing games with them, which I like to do. And it's like that. And
why do you take every single picture that everyone wants?
Well, sometimes not every single picture, but people seem to get a kick out of it. And then I go on hashtag Jeff Goldblum, my Instagram account, and I see if they've posted anything. And
yeah?
Yeah, I'm kind of an idiot, yeah.
You just want to, like, see what the feedback was? Or?
Yeah, and see how I looked the night before, see how they looked, see if there are people I can remember. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were nice. They were there.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum. The new album, Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, the Capitol Studios Sessions, is out today.